Did you cut it just to do this now?
Yeah, because I'm tired of you making fun of my brother. He worked hard on this. He worked real hard.
Yeah, it's still no job.
He's working hard on that, too. He worked harder on getting a job than I did. All right. Hey, Bri.
Hey, Guy.
Are you on? Hold on one sec. Say some words.
Words.
All right, yeah, you're on. Let's just in case I need to cut this out. Hey, Bri.
Hey, Guy.
What's going on?
Nothing, chilling.
Cool. So this is, what are we doing right now?
Is
what
this is this? Deuce 3?
What?
Is this 23rd episode?
This is the 22nd. This is the Deuce Deuce.
This is the Deuce Deuce? This Holy deuce, deuce. Shit.
The double deuce.
22 gauge shotgun.
I don't think that's a thing. There's 22 rifles. There's 12 gauge shotguns, 10, 8.
I don't know math, so. I'm just adding.
That's not math. That's street math.
That's street math, yo. I learned. Yo, where'd you learn pre-algebra? From the streets.
You're listening to a show called the Bad Memory Podcast. I'm Chris Bennett, and this is my bro host, Brian Gallagher.
Hello out there.
He wears scrubs.
Not like the scrubs as in gangsta broke ass people who don't get no love.
I'm confused.
The TLC song, the hit TLC song, Scrubs.
Right. No, I got.
I'm not smothered in broke ass gangsters who don't get no love.
Okay, before we get into anything.
Before we get deep into TLC.
this is a podcast where I talk with Brian and sometimes other people about bad memories. Not like scary memories, but like how I can't remember anything because my brain is a useless sieve.
Not like Show Me on the Doll where the teacher touched you.
Oh my God, I just remembered. Oh, no.
I was a choir boy, actually.
This is episode... Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad this I never got taken to church.
I'm pretty sure this is fucking 23.
I'm 100% certain that this is episode 22.
For I don't Tuesday, really like those numbers.
Episode 22 for Tuesday, July 2nd, 2013, and we're recording this on a Thursday. I didn't put the call out for it. You know, you should have put the call out to your friends.
I told them about it, but they like don't believe in Facebook. I was like, hey, we kind of like
believe in Facebook.
I said, hey, I have Facebook, and the one guy was just like, okay, like, you know, I put the bait out there. They didn't accept.
Apparently, we've gained a couple of fans, a couple of followers.
Some PCT techs
at the PCT. The PCT techs.
The PCTs won't let me be
working the dialysis. So shout out to you guys.
I said I was going to shout them out tonight too to my techs and my nurse and my homies.
You've basically doubled our listening audience.
I did, and all I had to do is be like, "Yo, with a mass amount of downtime we have, you should listen to the."
Oh, you know what's really interesting? How like in the past, like. All you had to do was get a radio show, and you would just have a huge audience because there was nothing else to do.
Well, like, there's sometimes when work's slow, you know, there's nothing to do. I mean, there's stuff to do, but we might have to
No, but, like, there was nothing else. Like, you were, like, it was like, you know.
I'm going to listen to the radio and jerk off.
Even,
like,
even tell, what? What?
Huh? What? Who said that?
Why would you jerk off listening to the radio?
What? Okay. Who said that?
Did you ever...
Let's get fucking Ghost Adventures in this bitch.
I'm gonna come back
bitch.
Around to my original radio broadcasting point. But tell me the truth? Was there a song because you didn't have regular access to pornography because it was pre-internet era?
No, it was all a joke. I never jerked off to the radio.
No, but like, was there ever a song that you were like, I'm gonna jerk off to this because they talk about sexy things?
No,
no,
no.
Salt, wait, Salt and Pepper.
I think it was Locomotion.
Locomotion?
Locomotion, yeah. You know.
Do the locomotion with me.
Come on.
That's the least sexy song ever.
Yeah,
are you making
your brain.
That up?
No, never. I'm like, well, I'm like Kylie Minogue, you fucking lesbian.
Wait, is that a Kylie Minogue song?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's not Cyndi Lauper, it's Kylie Minogue.
I wasn't going to say it was Cyndi Lauper, I just didn't think it was Kylie Minogue.
Two things you should know about Kylie Minogue. She sung that song and she was in fucking Street Fighter. She was Cammy.
Okay.
Mind freak.
So we're going to look this up because we
had to cross verify. Fuck, I know this.
I was just talking to Brian about how his friends were saying that, like, you say something and then I correct you on what you're saying. But then you say stuff.
And I'm all like, over you like a fucking pit bull.
No. But you say something that's a fact and I disbelieve it every time. And you're almost always right.
What's that say? Kylie Minogue?
Okay, so she did sing YouTube. A version. Oh, 1980. Wow, I guess Kylie Minogue is older
as fuck. And she's older, hot, though.
Yeah, is older than I thought she was.
She's fucking hot as shit, too. She keeps that little body trimmed.
Okay. So let me look up. And then Kylie Minogue was Cammy.
And the Street Fighter movie. Yeah.
How do you spell Cammy?
Yeah, there you go. Don't even have to.
I only look at. Ooh, that's on.
Yeah. Yeah. She's not bad looking. I mean, she's not wearing, like, the cool-ass thong.
No, it's weird. In this, like, with this cami haircut, she looks a lot like Nicole Kidman.
She does.
Also from Australia.
Is Kylie Minogue from Australia?
Yeah.
Crikey dick.
Crikey!
Crikey dick! Bob's me uncle!
Let me hug this stingray! Nothing bad could happen now. Oh, it got me in me heart! That's the worst Australian accent ever.
My only weakness is my heart. No, your fucking Scottish fucking accent is fucking horrid.
I can do it. I just can't do it when
you
I have
sound
the headphones
like Scotty.
On.
You sound like fucking Scotty. Yeah, yeah. Without headphones in the car, you sound good. But with your headphones on, you just sound like fucking you're in the engineering.
Do you know that there's a...
No, this isn't Scotty. It's John Connery.
Do you know that there's a...
Augustus Winter.
Oh, you know what? I was about to say that the Japanese invented a thing that keeps people from talking by playing their own speech back at them, like just a second delayed, and like here, and it's like a focused beam of sound that's like one of those parabolic, like
so it's like Cyclops, but your voice,
right? So like,
oh, we should do that to me.
You talk. Well, no, I was gonna say you are that device in human form. Because you'll ask me a question, and then I'll start talking, and then you will ask five more questions, and I'm like, Brian, I can't, I don't, what,
You need to think like a fucking computer.
You would crash the most powerful supercomputer.
I would, your neural net processor is like a living, like a learning machine.
Listen, this is a positronic brain, okay?
Positronic brain, yeah.
You know what that means?
The only thing positive that bitch is for is Hep B.
Why, what?
Boom. Hepatitis B.
I know what hepatitis. Yeah. I know what
you said
Hep
positive,
B is.
But you get it positive, meaning you tested for it. Oh. Dude, that was good. Guys out there,
I think you would have been better off going with an HIV positive joke.
That's just fucked up. You don't fuck with HIV. Fucked up. I'll fucking out of here.
Okay, so I guess it's just me doing the podcast by myself. He's back.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. The studio is like on a mountain and it's raining and.
You got to take like that rickety little cart.
Yeah,
down,
yeah, exactly.
And there's mudslides.
And there's like the fucking bridge from Temple of Doom with the alligators on the bottom.
And then there's the wolves.
There are the wolves. And then there's the dogs with bees in their mouth and they bark at you. They shoot bees.
But you know how
and there's the honey slide before all that.
The honey slide?
Yeah, the honey slide.
Well, you got to take the honey slide to get to the honeycomb hideout. Yeah,
as in honey is as in a bunch of hot ladies built into a slide.
I feel like that would be uncomfortable for all parties involved.
Man, sliding down boobies?
I don't.
Like, it'd be like boom, boom, boom.
I think if you, oh yeah, but like either you're gonna hit your head on their head or like,
it's just all tits.
It's so there.
It's
they're,
all tits.
All right, let me visualize this. The women are stacked side by side,
double D high,
and the slide is just over the part of their torso that's their boobies.
Yes.
Okay. So you're just going across.
We can make this.
I feel like if you, I have a slip and slide, and we are having a party.
We should
tomorrow.
Make the slip and slide and just use Miller High Life.
That sounds like an awful idea.
It does. I feel like I'll get cysts.
That sounds like the worst idea I've ever
Let's
heard.
Let's do it. I got off on Saturday. Let's fucking do it. Do it live. Fuck it.
But you know how maybe I should draw a picture of that and post it. Booby slide. But I feel if the slide
also you should draw and post booby traps.
What are booby traps?
They're like booby traps.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Like there's you almost fall into a spike pit and then the next frame you look down and it's just full of boobs.
It's full. I'm like, oh, why am I not falling in this? Why are you saving me, Sean Astin?
Well, like you step in it and like the pit is revealed, but then it's covered with a metal grate.
Yes.
And so, like, you try, like, it's a trap in that you just claw at the grate until someone comes and gets you.
Exactly.
Because you can't get down in there.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, what are you doing, Sean Astin? Fucking...
Wait, why is it Sean? Oh, okay, Goonies. Got it. Okay.
What year are you from?
What year are you from?
Are you a fucking Cro-Magnon man? We just... Again, Sean Astin...
Oh, God.
Ooh, did Sean Astin and Pauly Shore dig you the fuck up, Brendan Fraser?
What? Did you time travel from 1993?
Like, yeah, back in the day.
Because Sean Astin's been in like 100 terrible movies since then.
100, especially Lord of the Rings.
Ah, you know I liked him in Lord of the Rings.
So did I.
Master Frodo.
He's just a bitch. He's just like, I'm going to eat all this bread wrapped in a leaf.
No, man. Fucking Sam is the heart and soul of that movie, of that book, too. He keeps Frodo from going bad.
Because he bitches like a woman. He's like, don't do that. I'm hungry. Mr. Frodo.
Yeah. No, he's fucking pure good.
Period. He's like, I got cramps. There's no mild at all.
Well, I mean, we'll see. That first of all, just having being a woman wouldn't make any difference.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah,
because you could still be Sam Wise-Ganji because that's a neutral name.
No, because there's nothing. There's no negative to being a woman.
None. None whatsoever.
No, this is why there's still feminism out there.
Yeah, you know what happened? You know what happened, ladies? Susan B. Anthony ruined it for you. When she let you vote, I denounced Joe.
Basically, feminism. Also, do you know what feminism is?
Oh, it's like proud woman vagina. No. Yeah, I do. It could be nice. I always thought it was like, you know, like I don't shave my armpits, but it's just like a chick who's like, hey, girls have rights too, or something.
Well, all feminism is that women should not be treated as second class citizens compared with men. That's literally the end of feminism. Like, that's it. It's just, you know, women...
They're asking for too much.
Women should have the same rights. So, but, like, when you start saying stuff like that, there's things like pay. Like,
yeah, 100's real bad with the Walmarts.
Well, it's real bad with everything. Women get paid 70 cents on the dollar
for men. Mm-hmm. But men can do more sit-ups and push-ups. That's what high school taught me.
If the job was...
sit-ups and push-ups?
Sit-ups and push-ups.
It'd be fine.
If the job was, like... And like it hasn't like changed much, and all none of our jobs, like, we're not getting more jobs that require upper body strength.
Oh, we are at all times.
Like,
what jobs are you applying for?
Here's the job we have. There, that's it. We're just typing on keyboards. That's it.
Well, my keyboard's silent. Whoa, there's no
whoa. Whoa, what did
whoa,
I?
Whoa, Brian Spazzes, you just did something crazy. I you auto tuned me.
Sorry, yeah, I did auto-tune you.
I'm auto-tuned.
Whoa. Oh, no, your monitor's on.
I like my monitor.
How did your monitor get on?
This is Brian from the future.
I don't know how your monitor got...
Control. Oh, it's off. Oh.
Did I do it?
Yeah, it's done.
Okay.
No, it was so cool.
That was weird.
I was like, are you the gatekeeper?
I'm Vince Lothor.
Vince Lothor.
Is that his name?
Yeah, it's Vince
Clothor?
We'll go. I don't think anyone's going to challenge us.
There is no Dana. There is only Zool.
I'm not Zool. I'm the gatekeeper. I'm the keymaster.
It's so funny because...
She falls for it.
Well, yeah, no. She falls for it, but like...
Typical woman.
Like, they're both supposed to be like these ancient entities or ancient people or
who love each other?
Well, I don't know if
they're
even...
They're very Halo with the Librarian.
What do you mean?
I don't know, there's like some kind of love story in Halo 1 with the librarian who like stayed behind to collect all the samples of all the species.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I guess you didn't play the first Halo as much as me. Or Wikipedia right before Halo 3.
I've played through the original Halo like five times.
There's like the librarian, they talk about her the whole time. She stayed behind when they all like to die so she could get every species and put them in the cryo tube or whatever.
Yeah, I don't remember
and
that
she,
at
like,
all.
Texts this one guy. There's, like, a lot of messages between them, too.
Oh, really? I don't...
He's like, come on, baby, I want to fuck you. And she's like, no, I gotta save the fucking universe. And he's like, but let me fuck you.
That doesn't sound familiar at all.
That's how it was.
I've never heard anything like that.
Guilty Spark told me.
Guilty... Oh, I mean, I remember Guilty Spark.
Guilty Spark 316. I don't know what it is. I don't know if that's his number.
No, yeah, I think you're close. I remember the end of Halo...
The Guilty Spark is actually the voice of Stone Cold Steve Austin.
So you're telling me that Guilty Spark was voiced by Steve Austin?
Steve Austin, yeah.
I'm going to say that's a lie.
You just hit the nail on the head, son. 316 just said, I whooped your ass.
Okay, I get it.
That.
I get it.
Cracks. He just cracks beers open. Man, and pours them on his.
You're really going roundabout for these jokes.
Boom! I'm reaching.
Guilty Spark 316.
Call me fucking Omega Red with the tentacles, son.
About to open up a can of whoop ass.
I just opened up a can of whoop ass on your ass.
Okay. I've totally lost track of the conversation.
And now we're going to have the hashtag Razzlin' on our podcast for the
Razzlin'?
First time. I like calling it Razzlin'. It's wrestling, but you hear people say Razzlin'?
I've heard Razzlin'.
I like calling it Razzlin'.
Razzlin' sounds like something, some kind of magic.
It's Razz, I'm razzling them up.
Abracadabra, let's do some Razzlin'. I'm magic!
The guys at work were telling me they were watching like some fucking dude on the internet that could like hit people without touching them with his chi. Like he would just like do like that and like knock them. Like they were all students, but he'd be like, oh, he'd be like 5 feet away and they'd fall down.
Bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, they knew it was bullshit. I was like, it's always like a guy and he's like that. He's like a southern accent. He's like, all right, now I'm going to hit you right in your chi.
Now that,
I'm going to karate chop you right in the center chi.
There's a cool experiment where you can. I think we were talking about this when we were listening to.
Bad Memory podcast.
We were listening to the Professor Blastoff podcast. Remember when we were in the pool?
And I got all this
burn. Hanging out in our fucking Olympic size swimming pool.
Olympic
together.
Size on the mountain.
Yeah.
When it wasn't monsoon.
It's one of those infinity pools, so you can see the entire valley below us.
The valley, yeah.
And all my.
Because I wear scrubs, so we're above
my
the
subjects. I don't think we've ever talked about this on the podcast before, but I actually am
the king of Zamunda.
Unofficially. It's Zalumindia. You're pronouncing it wrong, but it's fine. It's hard. It's a hard word.
That's a lot of syllables.
Yeah, Zalumindia. Yeah.
I wouldn't get that shit on fucking Jeopardy. Wheel of Fortune.
Well, yeah, I guess either you wouldn't get it on. You mean you wouldn't get it right, or it wouldn't be a. It would definitely be on Jeopardy.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be able to pronounce it on Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, and you know,
Pat Sajak, I like to buy a veil.
Yeah, I'm the king. I mean, I just I inherited the place, and I have the mountain where we have our studio, and I have loyal minions and subjects, and peasants and stuff.
Peasants. Are you like a vassal? Who's your vassal?
No, a vassal is a king's subject.
Is Alex your vassal?
No, he's just my roommate.
Still got a roommate. You're a king. Still got a roommate.
Yeah, I only get a small monthly stipend. I don't get to. I can't raid the coffers.
Yeah,
but I really want to. I'm going back to school this fall.
You own that school?
No. But the reason I'm going back to school is because I want to get my doctorate.
I'm not away from my doctorate,
so that everyone will have to call me Dr. King.
Dr. King. Junior?
No, I'll just be Dr. King.
Dr. King.
Bennett.
That's funny. I'm just a mile away from my doctor and like what's his name did.
That is not an original joke. That was from the supervillain's handbook.
Who wrote that?
King Oblivion PhD. He is a doctor, but don't call him Dr. King.
No, never.
You could call him Dr. Oblivion, I guess, which is a great supervillain name.
Did he ever have a dream that he wrote a book about the Villain's Handbook?
No, he didn't. Mm. But he did. He is writing a new one called The Supervillain's Field Manual.
That's cool. So it's kind of like the Zombie Survival Guide, but for supervillains.
Yeah, it's in my bathroom.
It's in your bathroom.
It's definitely a bathroom book.
I'll have to force myself to shit.
You could burst a blood vessel. You could have an aneurysm if you force yourself to
shit. I know
shit.
About aneurysms and pseudo aneurysms.
Well, you know what? Let's for our what's going on this week segment, what did you learn in hemodialysis
Nothing.
School this week? In your training.
I learned Colt.
What?
Colt.
How do you spell that?
Colt.
So that's
it stands for something.
That's a horse. Oh, okay. It's an acronym.
Yeah.
Okay.
It stands for clamp off left side, Trendenberg.
Trendenberg?
Yeah, I think it's pronounced Trendenberg.
What's a trend? Is that a special tool?
No, it's a position that you sit at. It's when your feet are higher than your head.
Okay.
It's
the Trendenberg position?
Yeah, or the T-Berg. The T-Berg. Driving my T-Berg. I swear to God,
that's
yeah.
really interesting.
The Trendenberg, yeah, that whole acronym is that what it's called.
Yeah.
That's what happens if you get air in the tube. What do you do to someone? Because apparently air is not a fucking as scary as I thought it was. You need like 10 cc's of air in your body to kill you.
Well,
you need a whole syringe of it.
The point of that would be that you could get the air to go to an extremity.
Yeah, it's like you clamp the line, you turn off the pump, you turn them on their left side, and then you raise them, and then like when you turn that way, I guess the blood will pop or do something to the air.
Well, because your heart is
yeah, you don't want to get your heart in your brain.
Your heart is on your left side, mm-hmm. So if they're on their left side, their right side is higher. So it's just like as if they were a sack full of water. The bubble's going to want to rise to the highest part, so it's going to go on the right side.
So if you ever get air in your venous or arterial line.
That's really interesting.
Colt.
Yeah, it might still cause you to like lose a finger or something, because it would cut off blood supply to like your toe.
It's fucking scary as shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never want to get air.
Are you
in the
worried?
Lines.
Are you worried you're going to kill someone?
Get air in the lines? Nah, fuck no. There's so many like procedures to get air out of the lines.
No, but I mean
prime
like
that fucker.
I just in general, are you like, oh, this guy's going to die?
Nah.
Or are you thinking these fuckers would have died anyway?
Nah.
Like without the, it's like
I like to tell them while I'm doing shit. Like I used to work in the meat department. As a butcher. Now I'm going to butcher up your fucking ass.
Oh, man. There's like a villain or serial killer idea there. Like the kidney butcher.
The kidney of Bakersfield.
Now I'm just imagining. Imagining?
Imagination.
Is that how you say imagine?
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm.
Let's not get caught in it. Go on.
Okay, I think I was trying to say imaging, but that's not right. I'm imagining a hairy, glowing kidney. The Hound of the Baskervilles, Sherlock Holmes. It was a glowing dog. Read a book!
What's a book? What a book ever do for me besides turn its back on me? Okay. You know what book I read? Of Mice and Men.
Did you read that?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I didn't like that book.
You wouldn't.
Yeah.
The Pearl was a terrible book. Is it John Livingston or something? John Steinbeck?
Did John Steinbeck write The Pearl too? I mean, yeah. He wrote
The Pearl 1. I don't know about The Pearl 2.
the Pearl
batch.
2.
The new batch.
Revenge of the Pearl.
Revenge of the Pearl.
Or is that The Black Pearl?
That's the name of a ship in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Was The Pearl about a pearl diver?
I think it was about Pearl Necklace. It was like I think he was like Native American, and he like swims to the bottom of the ocean, of a river or something, some kind of wherever clams are kept, and he gets like a
wherever in the frozen seafood.
He's actually swimming.
He swam to the bottom of the frozen seafood.
Yeah, but like he like finds a clam, and there's like a mega pearl. And then he gets it, and then like he gets the pearl. It's like blood diamond. It just causes him bad luck the whole time. And then they shoot his kid because they thought it was a baby wolf.
Wait, it's let me go back and just hit on two things here. It's like a blood diamond, and it causes him problems.
Yeah.
Causes him bad luck. Yeah. Is that what a blood diamond does?
That's what the movie Blood. That's what happens in the movie Blood Diamond
with Leonardo DiCaprio, mm-hmm. and.
Dijon Harris.
Ayanuji Gakawana, whatever his name is.
Dijon Harris.
Who's Dijon Harris?
That guy, the black dude from Amistad.
Yeah. His name is Akunaya.
That's Adam Beesey from...
Adam Beesey.
No, they all don't look the same, first of all, you fucking racist.
I've never seen Blood Diamond.
But you have seen Amistad.
I don't remember. That's all I remember is Anthony Hopkins is in that.
Yeah, that's a good movie. He's Dijon Harris, is that his name?
I have no idea.
He's Big Papa Voodoo from Constantine.
Oh, yeah.
He also hunts the clones in The Island?
The Island?
Is that what it's called?
Ewan
McGregor.
Did you ever see Jumper?
Unfortunately. Which Jumper?
Jumper is the
Christian with Christian Hendrickson? No. Obi-Wan
Anakin.
Yeah. The movie's fucking terrible, and yes.
They fucked that movie. I didn't see it.
I'm assuming it's a comic?
No, it was a book. It was a book called Jumper. Okay, so Jumper, I don't know how I found this book. It was just in the library, and I just saw...
Looks at it, he can jump there. He just needs a picture.
Yeah, and like there is no backstory.
he's just a kid, right?
Who right. Can do it, yeah. So, like, in the movie, they're like, oh, we've been hunting jumpers for centuries.
Got Sammy
like,
J fucking
and we have
him.
A special tool. Like, no, he is the only one who can do it.
He doesn't have the other buddy who shows him how to do it.
No one knows why he can do it. And it's literally the entire, like 3/4 of the book is him just learning how to control it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he fights terrorists. He just becomes, like, basically a superhero.
That's cool.
Yeah. And like,
he doesn't
yeah.
fall in love with his high school fling.
He does. No, he falls in. Yeah, he falls in love with like an older woman.
Ew.
Like, and yeah, he loses his virginity to her, I think. And whenever he's like in trouble and he jumps,
mm-hmm. He thinks of her.
No. Like, if he jumps and he like doesn't know where he's gonna jump, he always jumps back to the library in his town.
That's cool.
Because he's a fucking nerd, and like his like. That was his only safe place, was like in the library.
So it's like memory based, basically.
Yeah, yeah. That was a great book, and I was gonna see that movie, and then it's just like Man of Steel. I was gonna see that movie, and then I saw what it was about, and I was like, fuck this movie.
Fuck that. Fuck it.
I know. Okay, so we're 30 minutes in almost.
Yeah.
Here's our topic.
Okay.
We're having a party tomorrow. Cool. The theme okay. is post-apocalyptic.
Okay.
Let's talk about our favorite post-apocalyptic whatever.
Let's cut to get a beer.
Okay. We'll be back, and we're going to talk about the post-apocalypse.
Treasure that moment.
That beer break was brought to you by Hackers.
Starring Angelina Jolie's breasts. Maybe a nipple.
What's for Angelina Jolie's breasts, I prefer the movie where she's in the insane asylum with what's-her-face. With
Girl Interrupted?
Girl Interrupted.
Did you see her tits in that?
No, not Girl Interrupted.
It's Geely or whatever. G-G-G.
Yes, the one where
she dies of heroin. True story or whatever.
Yeah, she's like a model and she's like...
They don't look as beautiful. She looks like a fish.
We have to... She's always looked kind of like a fish, especially later in life. But we really have to treasure all of our Angelina Jolie breast moments because they're not there anymore.
They're not... Oh, did she take them both away? Did she get them both removed? Control-Alt-Delete?
She had a double mastectomy.
Mmm...
Hack the breast.
Hack the breast. Brought to you by
Hackers.
Hey, if you ever want a tit job, just drop $5 in coins, no pair of tits, and then record it with the Molly McCulkin recorder. Never pay for a tit
really,
job
that's
again.
That's really controversial, that whole thing.
The Molly McCulkin digital recorder that used to sell when I was a kid?
Yes, that very controversial.
Hi kids,
out on the street.
Remember the commercial? Hi kids, I'm home early. No.
We just played it back slow. Is that what it was?
Yeah, my friend had one. We used to use it all the time. I was like, that's a cool ass tape recorder.
Did you ever do?
Fucking dog scared the shit out of me. I thought your brother was licking me.
That's just one of my mountain wolves.
Come here,
darling.
Darling.
Oh, my beautiful mountain wolves.
You know, mountain wolves mate forever.
Do they?
They're monogamous.
They're monogamous?
Monogamous.
Balky monogamous.
I'm from Meeples because I'm
the
a monogamous.
Island of Meeples.
The island of Meeples. Meeples and Spagoodies.
America or burst. Cousin Larry.
Don't be ridiculous.
Don't be ridiculous.
I was into the romance and there's cocaine over me.
Thanks to our sponsor, Hackers, Hack the Planet.
Hack the Planet.
A 25-year-old piece of shit movie.
Is it really 25 years young?
I don't know. I think Hackers is like...
I'm zero cool.
Are you? Who am I? I'm virus butt face.
You're not going to be acid burn?
No,
Lord Nikon?
I'm Fisher Stevens.
Mr. The Plague?
If
Hackers donut, get it, receipt...
You've already done that one.
I love it. I can do it all day. I can do a whole podcast of her.
Colonel Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster. FEMA flu shot. Get it. She's just such an idiot. And then Penn Jillette's just hitting like the giant keyboard. It's like boom. When they put on like the fucking Virtual Boy to like they go into cyberspace. Remember that part? They're all just in a fucking, like, phone booth. Everyone's in their own phone booth, and that's how they're hacking, and no one stops them. No one. Like, those kids on their Sega Game Gears, like...
I love depictions of hacking in movies.
But, like, the towers, apparently, it's like Lawnmower Man just ruined computers for people.
Well, I mean, okay, let's think of movies where they do. Lawnmower Man, Hackers, Jurassic Park has the same thing.
Does it?
They explain it in Jurassic Park.
She's hacking.
Yeah,
she's
such a hacker. He's like, oh, he had a visual file system. Like, because why? You didn't say the magic word.
Oh, Wayne Knight.
Wayne Knight is great. He got killed by the, what was it? The
Dilophosaurus.
Dilophosaurus? Is that what it was?
I still can't believe he really died in real life from that Dilophosaurus really attacking him. You hear about that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it was sort of a Weekend at Bernie's thing, all those years he was on Seinfeld.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was after Seinfeld. That was like, no. He
no,
was
doing yeah. And then
he's like, I ain't doing any more Seinfeld. I'm doing Jurassic Park.
Well, now he's on. Now his corpse is on Hot in Cleveland, I think.
Oh, my mom watches that.
And that show is entirely corpses.
Yeah,
Betty White's corpse. It like, is. Yeah, that's
they,
all. Yeah.
They just play the Macarena in the background, and then they cancel the music out, and that's how they all move.
I thought it was only Calypso music he could dance to.
Is that what it was, Calypso? What the fuck's Calypso music?
That's the music they play in Beetlejuice. Bum 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 bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum. So back to post-apocalyptic.
Shake, 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 Sinora. Shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora. Work your body line. I think I'm going to drop that in right here.
Drop it.
So, yeah, what's your favorite post-apocalyptic anything?
Fallout.
We've talked about this a little before. I've never played Fallout.
You could just go to Wikipedia and read the timeline of Fallout and be there for hours.
Really?
Especially if you're high.
Well, I don't really get high, so...
Me either, but I've been there. I was in that mindset 2 years ago. I used to get fucking stoned and be like, whoa, I was like trying to invade Alaska for the oil, and the gas went up to $300 a gallon.
Oh, man, I can't even think of what my favorite post-apocalyptic thing
Anything
is.
Anything is? You know, like Hell on Earth, that fucking D&D-type role-playing game?
Oh, Deadlands.
Is Deadlands, like radiation was your magic?
So, okay, so there's actually... So Deadlands... The original Deadlands is Deadlands, the Weird West, and basically what happened, the plot of that is, it's our regular history in America. It's the late 19th century, like 1860s or whatever. The Civil War is going on. It's the Battle of Gettysburg. The Battle of Gettysburg, many people considered to be like the turning point in the war when the Union was like just winning and winning. Battle of Gettysburg, Union fucking routs the Confederates. But in the Weird West version of history...
Wiki Wiki Weird West.
Wild Wild West. The worst fucking movie.
The worst.
I'm just gonna... I'm gonna say vaguely racist things. Like, it's a little dark out today.
About your pen and paper game. Let's get not fucking sidetracked.
That fucking movie. I'm glad you're keeping us on track. That's what I have you here for, to not sidetrack us. So, Battle of Gettysburg, this guy who's like an Indian shaman.
Those ones you don't trust.
He casts a spell, does like a ghost dance, which was a real thing. The ghost dancers who were like trying to like bring back the buffalo. And
Now, if you river dance and ghost dance, would you have a ghost river?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that'll take you down to Ghost Town, which is... if you go inside of the ghost
saloon
containment unit in Ghostbusters, you end up in Ghost Town.
It all goes back to Ghostbusters.
And there's human busters there who are trying to capture the Ghostbusters.
And there's only three because they're missing one, which is bananas.
And their Slimer is like a squid.
So the
Weird West, this Indian shaman does this ritual, and what happens is he summons this thing called the... Maybe his name is Manitou, but a Manitou is like a Native American spirit guy. And all of the dead Confederate soldiers get the fuck up.
Oh.
And keep fighting.
That's so scary.
So the Civil War keeps going on. And it's like, and it's a stalemate, basically. And then all weird monsters and shit start appearing all over... especially in the West.
Like
but also
Frankensteins?
Everything. Frankensteins, zombies, werewolves, everything. Like, think of it.
Just all unleashes. Monster squads the fuck out of it.
And monster squads the whole country.
Monster squads the country.
California falls into the ocean.
As always. Like it's depicted.
It becomes like a series of, like, basically like... water-filled canyons the entire state.
So does it slowly fall in, or is it just like boom?
No, just it's a huge
what
a huge earthquake.
An earthquake.
An earthquake.
Earthquake.
And then the sequel to that is the Weird West, or the Wasted West, which is basically like 150 years in the future. So in our future, and basically there's been these kind of pseudo. It's almost the same plot as Adventure Time. These like mystical atomic bombs are dropped. And yeah, everything's irradiated. So now there's
mystical
like
mystical atomic bombs.
Yes, mystical.
What's that mean? Like they're magic.
Magic,
but they'd still do radiation.
Right, and so
magic
there's like
radiation.
Yes.
So what's the difference between magic radiation and radiation? Do you get magic cancer?
It can do basically. Yeah, there's mutants.
Is Magic Johnson immune to magic radiation?
No.
Okay.
Because he died of AIDS by then.
He's not dead. He's the only one.
Right, but I mean, he will be dead in the. It's in the future, so he will be dead.
But 150 years from like 1818.
It's like the 2030s, I think.
Okay.
So anyway,
next year.
So yeah, it's the post-apocalypse, but like, it also tells you about like the entire history of since like because it's the same timeline as the Weird West. So like, the United States split into like the Union, the Confederacy, like
and the zombie,
the Indian nation, like like California.
Can we say Native American nation?
There's a different nomenclature in Canada. The Native peoples are called the Native peoples or the First Nations,
and that's like Canadian Native Americans.
I think you can say Native Americans. You can also, I believe, you can say American Indians, and that's fine. Just straight up saying Indian doesn't quite work.
Or there's Redskin fucks.
Yeah, you can't say that. And if you own the Redskins, you are an asshole.
You are an asshole. Can I say those Mies eating motherfuckers?
Well, we all eat Mies.
What about those casino-owning Mies eating motherfuckers?
I feel like that's a little offensive. Okay. I feel like there might be a line you're crossing right there.
Brian crossed the line, Gallagher.
you just missed Alex's butt crack.
Nah,
that's what I just saw.
Nah. Is he coming back?
I really
was
hope
that,
so.
Was that in the room or out the room?
Out the room. He waved.
Oh. Some shit. Apparently I gotta get him a gift.
So yeah, you're right, that was a good game. I'm trying to think of anything else. There's something I'm reading.
Mad Max 2. You know, it's weird. Mad Max 1. Not a nuclear war. Just kind of like Australia lost money, right? You ever see the first Mad Max? It's like the cop. No one can afford cops. That's why it's bad.
Yeah, well, Mad Max is sort of like.
But then the second one's like, oh, there's nuclear wind. Like, it's all nuclear, but everyone's fine. Like, they don't talk about it. Or
no, I think it was
like
just
that.
Like a global.
No, because they straight up like go by. He's like, I have some water for sale, and fucking Mad Max whips out his Geiger meter and it's fallout, and he like the guy giggles about it too.
Oh,
like,
is that what happened?
Yeah, he ate because he's like, I have water for sale, and you know, Mad Max whips out Max Tangaranga.
Look how cute my mountain wolf is.
Your dog of war.
Unleash the dogs of war.
My hound of war.
I like Beyond Thunderdome. I'm a Beyond Thunderdome guy.
Yeah, me too. That's the best one.
Yeah.
The Master Blaster. Embargo.
Also, when I lived in San Francisco, I went to the Thunderdome, and that was fun.
Is there an actual Thunderdome?
Yeah. They recreated the Thunderdome.
Did Beef Supreme fight?
No, but a black ninja fought. An African-American guy in a like Naruto-style ninja outfit.
Did he have the pussy deflector on his head?
No.
Do you know what that is?
Pussy deflector? Yes, yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
They're called that's the thing on top of their head that tells you what village they're from.
Right.
I actually like Naruto.
I'm from the Hidden Leaf Village.
Hidden Leaf. I like the Water Village song.
Sexy Jutsu.
Hey, Sexy Jutsu, when he uses Shadow Clone, mm-hmm. multiple naked women.
Yeah, I know. I watch One Piece on Hulu, and there's I've caught up to the end of the episodes, and so it just like will play the next anime. It'll play Naruto, and the one episode I was watching, the one guy defeated Naruto's sexy jutsu by being like, let's do this.
Let's fuck.
Let's do this shit. And Naruto was like, wait, no, I don't wanna. And he like, boop. He changed back.
Did you ever see how he does his super move?
No.
He like makes a ball, but then he spins it with his other hand to make it super fast, and then it like goes through anything. That's like his.
So
his
move. It's like the. It's like the electromagnetic sphere from Explorers.
Yeah, yeah. So, but instead, he opens his hand and then has one of his clones spin it for him, and then he hits him.
So it's like he did like a stranger on himself.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
He like sat on his own hand till it fell asleep.
The other guy's way better. His buddy. He's got the
Sasuke.
Yeah, because you know about his eyes.
He's got like demon eyes or some shit.
He's got like this crazy. It happens. He's got like a normal eye and then three red dots in him. And if he looks at you, he like can mimic your technique.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And then it comes to the point. Because I watched it, where he can like his brother does it. He can like hypnotize you and then make you feel like you're in pain for days. And their master's the shit too. The guy who shows him everything. He covers his face. Because his eye has, he has one of those eyes.
So oh, really?
He's a cop. The copy.
Oh, I think I've seen that. He's got like white hair and like.
Yeah, he always reads love stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he looks like he's like totes the loser, but he's like the shit. I forget his name.
It's
about a K.
Sensei Kikiasi.
It's like, yeah, yeah. But like, he's badass when he like opens his eye, when he like lifts up his thing to show you his eye.
That's a weird thing. Like, I've seen that in a lot of media where like. I've got an eye patch, but it's just covering up my magic.
You're bad at like in Bleach, the guy's got a fucking squid on his eye, and when he moves it, and he becomes it like unleashes his spiritual pressure.
That's like their thing. My spiritual pressure that's is like so high.
That's like the scouter. That's like their thing in Japanese. Like, let's put something on his eye.
His spiritual pressure is over 9,000. My balls are a nerd.
It just seems that's what they do in Japanese. Like, this guy doesn't look like he's that strong. Let's put something on his eye.
Well, there was a comic.
Or like there's the double blindfolded guy. Let's put like two blindfolds over his eyes. He can't see at all, but he can smell.
Double blindfold?
Double blindfold.
Just to get. Like, I think he could see through that first blindfold.
No, they put one here and then they put the other one.
Oh, okay. Diagonally across
his
face.
And it's like,
that's a cool design element.
You can like smell in here.
It's like Cyclops is of the X-Men, his new outfit. It, like, his thing is an X.
For X-Men?
That goes over his face and the blast. The blast comes out of the center of the X.
That's crazy.
It looks cool.
So it's not like an X blast.
No.
Luckily, I'm shaped like a fucking X, so I can dodge it.
Well, because he recently became host to the Phoenix Force, him and four other mutants.
That's fucking weird.
So his powers are all fucked up, and so are theirs.
So he's like X. He's like Phoenix.
Well, they sucked the Phoenix Force
he's
out
like
of
Phoenix
him.
Phoenix Marie.
And they defeated him. Who's Phoenix Marie?
She's a porn star.
Okay. I kind of figured.
She has the power of the Phoenix in a vagina.
Skin diamond?
I don't know who skin diamond is.
Well, yes, you do. Don't lie.
I don't.
Well, she's a porn star, but Emma Frost has diamond skin.
You ever see Kate Frost? She has big tits.
Oh, I think I did, like last night before bed.
Around midnight.
Around midnight.
Is midnight too late to jerk off?
No, not at all. Anyway, we really got off topic of post-apocalyptic stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I'm reading a webcomic right now. Did we talk about this Homestuck?
The crazy, crazy one?
Yeah, like, it's where, like...
The inventory?
Yeah, oh, we talked
about
it. Not
post-apocalyptic.
In the pool. No, it is, because part of it takes place after the apocalypse.
After.
Like, you know, meteors hit the Earth, and it's like a desert wasteland.
The apocalypse didn't happen today, apparently, with the whole, it's gonna rain. Some patient wanted to get off the machine today because it was going to rain.
Oh, the rain is the apocalypse.
Later on, the other guy was like, I think she wanted to get off because it was like fucking brimstone and fire. Where's Lucas coming? She's like, I want to get off the machine. It's a big deal to come off the dialysis machine. So she was like, I want to come off. We're like, why? Like, you shouldn't. She's like, because it's going to rain. It'll be a storm. And we're like, so you want to get off because it's going to rain.
You know, people on the... I think people on the East Coast don't understand. And not that they don't... Actually, people on the East Coast do understand weather.
Yeah.
When I worked in L.A., people... And L.A., like, there is a rainy season and it does rain. But people are... Because it doesn't rain throughout the year very much.
So when they see it rain, they're like gremlins, like Mogwai. Like, fuck!
People are completely freaked out.
By like just regular rain, not even like thunder.
Well, I mean, like, a lot of the rain in the rainy season is torrential a lot of times.
Yeah.
But like, you'll be driving on the freeway doing like, you know, 60, 65, 70.
And traffic
and
stops.
People slow down to 30 miles an hour because of training. People, I used to manage. I was a talent manager for a while, and part of my job.
What was the talent that you managed?
Kids.
I don't know about this about you.
Yeah, it was for like 5 minutes.
Oh, wow. You got fired?
I quit.
Were they just like, we want you to do this? This
well, that company was...
Were they going under?
No, they're still around, I think. And I think I'm not going to say the name because they are the kind of assholes who would literally, oh, you're talking shit about us? Libel suit.
You talking about shit about Kids Bop?
But this company, they were talent management. Now, normally management, like, so you have an agent.
Yeah.
So, like, first tier is, like, you have an agent.
Yes.
Second tier is you have a manager.
Okay.
And a manager is supposed to manage your career, like... And a manager should only have a few clients, like a couple, like four. Five or six
okay.
clients. That the
do you have 30?
300? So we were a children's talent management agency.
You yourself had 300 clients?
No. Okay. Like the place probably had that many. And you know, like, and it basically was just, it was, you know, it was a money making operation.
Yeah,
it was like,
of course. Do it all, do nude scenes, fuck a cracker.
No. Like, I mean, they didn't do anything like bad to the kids, yeah. But it was like. Except take their money, like which yeah. is like, oh, you need headshots? We do headshots in house.
Nice,
like cut out the middleman. Yeah,
it's kind of like my company is they make everything, so like you know, they monopolize everything.
Yeah, and like you know, we had like,
oh, you need shoes? We do shoes.
We basically had one big client, the kid from Lost,
the black kid,
Walt. Yeah.
Oh no shit.
That was it. Like
he
we
was
had
like
no-
your moneymaker.
Yeah, and like every other kid, like you know, we had
were
a couple
shit.
Kids
All
who did
kids
some commercials, a couple did who, kids who did some print ads, but like the 90% of the kids like
did
just
you have
did
the kid
not
from
get
Jerry Maguire?
No,
the human head weighs 8 pounds.
yeah, and like you know, oh, you could take the seminar; it's only $200, and it was
we run the seminar.
Yeah, no, it was all fucking terrible bullshit.
Sounds like Scientology.
I didn't know any of this shit. Like this is when I first got to LA, and my roommate's like, "Oh, I'm working here; you should work here." They paid me as an independent contractor, but I had, like, I worked as an hourly, like, I worked in their office.
Mm-hmm.
100% illegal. Like,
so you're an independent contractor.
Right.
But you worked in their office.
Right. And, like, I had to be there all day. I couldn't leave. I had to use their equipment. Like, an independent contractor is, like...
Freelance, right? Like, hey, I'm
right,
coming in here for a
couple
hours.
An independent contractor is, like, if you can't leave... The workplace.
You're their employee.
You're their yeah. hourly employee.
Well, if you were an independent contractor, like you're going to pay me for this much, and I'm going to work this much, or like you know, like
right.
salary.
Well,
on, like,
so I was on salary, mm-hmm.
and you couldn't leave.
Right.
So if you worked, like, say, salary was 30 hours, you couldn't go over.
Well, like no, I could leave. Like well, they basically like they my out like I got paid. They're like, okay, you're getting paid this per hour, but we're paying it to you as a salary. No, it was totally illegal.
Yeah.
And right after I moved out of LA, mm-hmm. my roommate who worked there sued them.
Oh, nice. Because of that whole...
For back pay, because like of all the overtime we worked and all this other shit. Because
you're getting paid. Yeah, I heard salary, like, it's like, oh, salary's cool because if you know, you get paid for 40, but if you work 30, you still get paid for 40. It's like you never work 30.
You never work 30.
Yeah, and you always work over 40.
No, I worked at a place right after that where I did 3D designs for trade show displays. Mm-hmm. And that guy paid me... He was like he was a terrible boss and he was fucking crazy, but he paid me hourly and he fucking followed all the rules and
That's
he paid
cool.
me overtime.
How did he? Why was he crazy? Was it Jonah J. Jameson? Like how was he? Is it
no, kind of. Except if J. Jonah Jameson was like a flaming homosexual.
He's like, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, Mr. Spider-Man.
He was always taking... He was like...
Jesus Christ. I want you to write this about Spider-Man. No.
He had a...
Did he walk with his ass shaking?
No. He didn't.
I need more pictures of Spider-Man being a bad guy.
I mean, and he didn't have a lisp, but he kind of had like a slightly like... He had a tooth. You could tell by the way he talked
it's
that he's probably
tude.
Gay.
It's called a tooth. Hey, look at me. It's called a tooth.
Yeah. I mean, like, and like the company was kind of cool, but like he had these crazy expectations and like that were just like over the top. And he would like, he'd be like, I work that job. I regularly worked like 70 hours a week and but he paid me overtime. So it was fine.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I was making so much money.
Making bank. What happened to that job, Chris Bennett?
I quit. Like,
what the fuck? Why?
He basically, well, he hired me. He hired me to be like.
By the way, I'm not stereotyping gay people. I just can't help but since I've been working the other job, I've been really talking like this all the time.
I think it's funny when I just talk like that. I sing like little ditties and talk like that sometimes at work, and I'm just
can't
help
it.
They really think I'm gay, but whatever.
At work, we talk about cock a lot. Like we draw, like I don't draw them, but like there's cocks been drawn, and then talk about huge, massive cocks. No homo.
See, don't say no homo.
No homo.
Well, you don't have to tell anyone no homo.
Well, this is fucking public access.
No, but no one cares.
They do.
No one cares.
So I'm going to get a word. I'm like, oh my God, did you hear about Brian Smith cock talk?
I thought you said Brian Smith.
Did
you just change your name to Brian Smith?
Yeah. By the way, I'm not Brian Yalger anymore. I'm Brian Smith. So I can say it with this.
But anyway, basically this guy, you know, and I don't think it was 100% his fault. I made a mistake basically one day. But like,
Did he erupt on you? Was he like, oh my God?
No. Like, he was actually pretty cool about it. I erupted on him because I was like, motherfucker, I have like five projects. Like, basically he hired me to.
You had a lot of shit going
here
on.
Here was my job. Okay. Here was my job. He hired me to be like, to sell like. Already made like pop-up displays. Basically it's a wall with like carpeting on it, mm-hmm. that you can stick stuff to. People take it to trade shows, like at a convention center. You put a table in front of it, you stick some shit to the wall, uh-huh. with Velcro. It's called a pop-up trade show display. Okay. My job when I was hired, my job description was
making them,
sell those to people.
Just make them or sell them?
Sell them.
Okay.
He actually paid to have me trained to learn some 3D design shit, and I started designing some out of like basically prefab aluminum extrusion, basically like giant Lego shit.
Cool. I'm good with Legos.
So like he taught me how to do that, but like he was like, "Oh, you know how to do that? Take on this $500,000 project." And like I had done a few, like I had it, like he's like, "Okay, you're working on this one," and then okay, that's done. Now you're working on this one, and yeah. I had done a couple successfully, yeah. and then he's like, "Now you're working on five."
And they're all 1 million.
But some of them were really expensive. Like, we had just gotten done working, like, literally 75 hours in 1 week. Mm-hmm. Like, I worked for 24 hours straight building this giant display that took, like, it was, like, months of work.
Did you get your breaks and your lunches?
No. Oh, God, no. And then there was this other project, which was actually fairly simple, but the design I submitted wasn't quite right. Mm-hmm. So the parts, like, I submit the 3D design to this company.
And the name the
company
the
builds
for
it, sends it to us, we put it together.
So the measurements were kind of off a little bit, or?
It's something, like, about the perspective.
So Chris when I fucked up?
No, I did, but
hear
I was
that,
like,
guys, hear that live.
But I was like.
Live.
I don't remember all the details. It's on, you know what, I have it on my blog somewhere, and I'll repost it.
Ugh.
Okay. I wrote a big, long letter about it. And then another guy, like a year later, sent me an email because he read my post and was like, because I mentioned the guy's name in it.
Yeah.
The boss. And he was like, oh, yeah, that guy's insane. I did some freelance work for him on website design, and he didn't like my work. And I was like, okay, well, I can work more on it, but, you know, you got to pay me more money because, like, this is what the amount of hours that I'm going to work on it. And he tried to steal the guy's laptop.
What the? How do you, like? I'm just gonna take this.
Yes.
Like,
oh yeah.
Like forcefully. Like, how do you try to steal? Like, hey.
Grabbed it and ran away from him.
Wow. That guy just threw a shoe at him, knock him out.
But also the other thing was like crazy. The guy, my boss, he would take off his shirt all the time for no reason.
So he just
and
had,
he was always.
Was he fat or
no?
Buff
no, he was like he was okay. I mean, he was like in his 50s.
He's
so.
Like me, looking.
No,
trim.
No, he's a pretty good-looking guy.
Spell.
He had like a mustache.
Yeah. But,
like,
handlebar.
No, just a regular mustache. And he was always hiking up his pants. He was always, like, grabbing the front of his pants and going, like, doing a little jiggle, pulling it up. Do you know what?
That's the noise I make when I pull up my pants.
It's funny when you. It's funny what you're
I always go,
people.
jiggle.
God, I stole so much shit from that job, though, so it's all right.
Like what?
Aluminum extrusion. I built. So this is when I lived in L.A., and for various reasons, which I'll go into another time, I had to pretend I moved out, so I didn't have a room, and so I lived in the living room of the apartment I shared with three other guys.
Because like you didn't want to like pay rent more.
No. Basically, the apartment building said I had to move out.
Why? Not like it's not made for three person, or what did you do?
It's a really long story.
Like, was it something
and we're almost out of time.
Was it something you being crazy?
No.
Was it something like just like only two humans in this room kind of thing? Like
No.
Fucking tell me we have
my
six
car
minutes.
Said SS Vagisil. Okay.
Oh wow. Oh, I remember you telling me that. That's okay. Why you had to move out.
They, like, cause yeah, I kept my car parked out on the street, and like apparently the neighbors complained.
Well, is that in your contract?
Who the fuck knows. Anyway, so I was in the living room.
I heard that actually came in contact with the Botany Bay before the Enterprise.
Oh, yeah, no, it did.
They were all sleeping, and I heard that the captain, Chris Bennett.
Condasil!
Yeah. condoms!
So, So basically, I took some of that fucking aluminum shit, which locked. It's just like poles, and like you stick one pole to the other pole, you turn a thing, and they lock together.
I think you made like a makeshift bed.
I made a room in the living room and a bed. And
did you fuck chicks in this little room?
Yes.
That's crazy.
While my roommates went home, and all it was like...
That's bizarre.
An aluminum frame with sheets around
it. Like, come fuck me under the bridge.
And...
I guess those sheets were soundproof.
I think when I was 22 years old, mm-hmm. I didn't give any fucks.
Were you like, hey, come fuck me in my man tent? And they're like, yeah, this is awesome. You're such an artist.
Yes.
Right? It was even better. Like, I'm definitely going to fuck him in ass. You're flabbergasted? As white people would say, you're flabbergasted.
I have no idea how I got away with it. Uh-huh. Why anyone would agree to it.
Were, like, other people in the room in your tiny tent?
Not usually in the room, but here's the thing. It was a living room, and my one room, like, two of the rooms were, like, had doors down a hallway. Yeah. But my third roommate was in a loft that was directly above the living room. So
like, no wall. Just like, hey, there's a moving tent.
Yes.
All I hear is...
I built a bed that used fucking hatchback hydraulic lifts so that, like...
Chris Bennett will build his room.
No, I kept all my shit under the bed. Mm-hmm. Like, I used the bed as, like, a chest.
Yeah.
And so, like, I had it set so, like... Yeah. I could touch the side of my bed and just lift it with one finger and go... And put my shit under there.
Your time capsule.
And one time I was really depressed and I slept under my bed inside of that for, like, a day.
Did it work?
Was I still depressed? No. Yes.
But when you woke up, was it like...
Yeah.
Did you feel like a fucking space marine?
Yeah. And then, like, my roommates were like, where were you? I was like, oh, I was under my bed.
I was under my bed. Waiting for my alt model to get here.
There were alt models! My God. How anyone ever did that, I don't know. So I think we've rambled on long enough, and I've revealed way too much personal information.
Me, never enough.
So that's the end of the episode. If you enjoyed what you just listened to, there's a few things you can do for us. One,
you can give us money.
You can give us if you go to thechrisbennett.com,
donate,
where this show is hosted, you can click on the donate button and you can donate any amount. Anyone who donates, what will they get if they donate?
A dirty Chris Bennett sticker.
We will. No one has donated, and I don't think anyone will donate.
No. Take that back. We will send you. Autographed napkins.
Autographed
napkins.
Autographed napkins.
Or even better, maybe autographed surgeon masks.
I tell you what.
I'm the guy to come to about surgeon masks.
If you donate, if anyone donates any amount of money, ten people to donate, we will send... Actually, no. The first any amount of people to donate in the next month, we will record a special episode just for you and email it to you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can email us the topic.
Yeah, anything. Email suggestions, anything you want, and we will talk about it. Okay. The other thing you can do is go to iTunes, and iTunes is the number one place on the old interwebs for people to find podcasts.
What the fuck's the internet?
So first, here's what you need to do. First, sign up for internet. So call your local ISP. So like Comcast, Verizon, AT&T, whatever, you know, Roadrunner, whatever your local internet service provider is. Sign up for internet. Buy a computer. Open a web browser like Internet Explorer, Chrome, Firefox.
Smartphones help too.
So get a smartphone. That's even faster. Sign up for a 2-year service contract. Get a phone. Go to the internet. Get an iPhone if you're going to do this because it only works on iPhone. So spend $700 on an iPhone first. Mm-hmm. Get an iPhone. Download iTunes. You can do this on your computer or your phone. It's free.
We're free.
Search for the Bad Memory Podcast. We don't care if you listen to it. I mean, you're listening to this one, obviously, but we don't care if you listen to any other ones. Rate it 5 stars, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Not four, not
how many is that?
5.
Okay.
Leave a review.
5 stars.
Telling people what's great about the show and what you like about it. If you've never listened to the show besides this episode, just make something up.
Please.
We'll pay your laser mortgage.
It's a laser mortgage.
And then the other thing you can do is just, if you listen to the show and like it, share it with any friends you think who would enjoy it or any friends you think would hate it because that's funny too.
Yeah. I heard that people who hate things will listen to them more.
Yeah.
Like, I fucking hate you, and I will listen to you all the time.
Oh, yeah. It's like people... I know people who, like, watch Fox News
Because it did get because
they just get so much. It's hate watching.
Yeah, hate watch.
They love the hate watch.
That's why I do it with porn. I hate watching it.
I hate this so much.
My God, I hate it so much it makes me cum.
All right, so that's it. So until next Tuesday, this is the Bad Memory Podcast saying, keep the apocalypse in your hearts.
Engage.
Out.
Podcast.
It's bad and you should feel bad.